Hi, welcome to the Fantastic Forecast, episode 411. I'm David Elliott, and I'm thinking about adoption, but I'm worried that I'm too old for anyone to adopt. Today, Fantastic Four, 411 from April 1996, Black Bolt, Berserk, by Tom DeFalco and Paul Ryan. So the issue starts with a teenage boy dressed up in a Black Bolt uniform running through the woods. Either he's trying to find a private place to take a piss, or he's being chased by monsters. Oh yes, it's monsters. Ugly, green, Skrulls, who catch up to the kid and start attacking him. He manages to toss a couple of them around, and then an energy beam shoots out of his forehead, knocking the Skrulls out. But then we see that Black Bolt isn't really a teenage boy. He's just his normal adult self, and those weren't really Skrulls he was beating the shit out of. Those were his family members, the inhuman royal family of Medusa, Karnak, and some other boy I don't recognize. I don't know who he is yet. That's right, Black Bolt has gone berserk, which makes the title rather appropriate, don't you think? Meanwhile, in Colorado, the Stealth Hawk, the Skrull ship stolen by the FF, arrives at a dam on the Colorado River. Reed thinks the Stealth Hawk is pretty cool, and they arrive in Colorado in only 1 hour. Sue comes in and tells Reed that their guest is finally awake, but still very weak. They head off down the hall to see how he is. In the sick bay, Gorgon is awake. Namor and the adult Franklin are also in the room. Reed asks Gorgon to explain what's going on with Black Bolt. Gorgon calls Black Bolt the former monarch of the Inhumans. Something happened with that group that has never been explained here in the FF, and that Black Bolt was injured in a recent battle, and that antenna on his forehead was severely damaged. The Inhumans brought him to this deserted region. Odd that they consider Colorado a deserted region. I guess they're not necessarily in Colorado. They could be further south, Utah, Arizona, maybe Mexico, but it kind of looks like Colorado. So with Black Bolt's condition deteriorating, and with Black Bolt's power to level cities if he opens his mouth, they better do something right away. Gorgon takes everyone down to their base camp, where they find that the place has been trashed. Sue says they better split up, and she hands out these headsets for everyone to keep in touch with each other. Reed is like, "What's this?" "It's got earphones and a fucking microphone. It's a normal headset. The headset was invented in 1910. How does he not know what a headset is?" He really must be out of it at this point. They all put on their headsets, and they split up to look for the rest of the Inhumans. So Johnny's flying around, looking from above, and thinking about his messed up love life. Crystal, Frankie Ray, Lijah the Skrull, and Laura Green. He thinks, maybe it's finally time for the Human Torch to grow up and what? Get married? To who? Laura Green? Wouldn't that have been the best plot twist ever if Johnny Storm had actually gotten married to Lijah the Skrull in disguise, in disguise again? Oh, damn you, Heroes Reborn, for stealing that from us. But Johnny can't finish that thought. He sees Medusa, Karnak, and that kid, Uhura, on the ground. That's his name. Unconscious, but alive. He calls for his teammates, and Reed is the closest one and the first one to arrive on the scene. And then we go back to Black Bolt's point of view, where he imagines himself to be a teenage boy. I don't know why. And a Skrull shows up and stretches over to attack him. But Black Bolt punches him away. In reality, he was punching Reed, of course. Gorgon sees this and stomps on the ground, creating a shockwave that knocks Black Bolt over. But then he gets up, jumps through the air, and kicks Gorgon in the chest. Meanwhile, back at FF headquarters, Lijah and Nathaniel are both dressed in the same army green outfit for some reason. Nathan has placed 6 transmet receptors around the headquarters, which give him the ability to teleport from Castle Doom to 4 Fantastic Freedom Plaza, where he was shacked up at Castle Doom for a while Dr. Doom was supposedly dead. Now that Dr. Doom is back, he figures he better pick up the receptors and get rid of them, so Dr. Doom can't just pop in whenever he feels like it. But I'm pretty sure that Dr. Doom has enough technology where he is that he could do just that if he wanted to. When Nathan mentions his son, Lijah says, "And he isn't an only child from what I hear." Nathan replies, "Please, not in front of the children," as they walk by the living room where Kristoff and Cassie are hanging out. However, not with each other. Cassie's reading a book, and Kristoff is just staring off into space. Elijah asks if he's hiding something. Is it something to do with Hyperstorm? Is he protecting Kristoff? Or is Kristoff his son? She asks. He says that the conversation is hardly appropriate. I guess we're going to have to take this asshole on Maury Povich to find out what the real deal is. Nathan is thinking that he's got to have some secrets, and his secret is that he stole some Terrigen Mist from the Inhumans. That's the stuff that gives them their powers. With Nathan and Elijah gone, Cassie and Kristoff start talking to each other about her friend Donald, who has been missing from school again, and she's wondering what those bruises that were that she saw on his back. Kristoff says they need to confront him and demand the truth. Cassie jumps up and screams at him, "Confront? Are you nuts? Donnie is scared enough. He doesn't need more threats. For a guy who claims to be a genius, you don't know anything about kids." And she storms out of the room. Yeah, I guess Kristoff just can't relate to a boy who suffers from child abuse. Oh, wait. Back in Colorado, everyone is trying to catch Black Bolt, but he splashes the human torch with water from the river and douses his flames. When his wife Medusa tries to grab him with her super-powered hair, he yanks her by the hair and tosses her aside. And he smacks Karnak in the face for good measure. Next, Black Bolt runs into an invisible wall. He looks up and sees the Invisible Woman, but she looks like an invisible scroll to him, and he tries to zap her with energy from his forehead antenna. But Namor swoops in and tackles him to the ground. But Black Bolt responds by punching Namor so hard, he flies through the air and skodwak! Right into the wall of a nearby dam on the river. So now the dam is leaking and might soon bust apart. Ben steps in and wallops Black Bolt in the face. They continue to trade punches, and finally, it is clobbering time, and Ben really lets him have it. So he's out cold on the ground. Everyone gathers around Black Bolt. He looks up, and he sees that he's surrounded by Skrulls, and he yells out. And he's got a voice even more powerful and deadly than Fran Drescher's. Everyone goes flying in a powerful wind. Sue surrounds Black Bolt's head with a force field, cutting off his air supply. Now, why didn't she start with that move? They need an attack plan for that. Every fight that the FF have should start with that move. It's a good move. It always works. Surround the bad guy's head with a force bubble and make him suffocate and black out. No, it's always Johnny attacking first with his stupid Nova Strength flame, which never works. And then eventually Sue goes with the force field around the head. It should start with the force field around the head. So Black Bolt passes out and Reed notices that the dam is about to burst. So now it's Sue to the rescue, again, using her force field to hold back the dam. So Namor, Franklin, and Johnny fly out of harm's way, carrying everyone else. Down below, Sue struggles to hold back the dam. After they get back to the Stealth Hawk, Namor turns around and flies back to help Sue. He arrives just as Sue can no longer hold on anymore. The dam breaks, the entire area is engulfed in water, including the area with Sue. Reed and the others are worried and wondering if Sue made it back in time. Just then, the Submariner arrives, carrying Sue. So they board the Stealth Hawk and head back to New York. In the sick bay, they've got Black Bolt stabilized, with Medusa at his side, and Sue is also injured now, with Namor by her side, leaving Reed wondering what the hell happened while he was gone. He thinks, whatever it is, it may now threaten my marriage and the very fabric of the Fantastic Four. Oh, what a drama queen. And that is the end of one of the lamest issues of the FF in a long time. This little sidebar with Black Bolt seems to have come out of left field and doesn't have anything whatsoever to do with any of the dozen other stories and subplots going on in the FF. Well, anyway, coming next time, the thing we really want to see, Reed vs. Namor, because you know women love it when two men fight over them. So if you have any questions about the Fantastic Four, about this podcast, or if you need relationship advice, you can email me at podcastff@gmail.com. Read all my reviews of my favorite Russian restaurants on Yelp. Go to meetup.com and join my outlaw biker gang. And fund me on Kickstarter to help me develop a new car powered by ferrets. So long, kids. This podcast is over.